Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now, listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
But I remember seeing a link somewhere in the paper saying you can find the mazes here or something.
I checked that as well. The link didn't work. It's expired. The thing is, I just cannot imagine our presentation slides being attractive just describing the tasks in words without a single diagram or illustration, you see.
Fair enough. Any alternative suggestion then?
What about the one done by Claude Steele and Joshua Aronson?
You mean the experiment that compared the performance of black and white high school students in the U.S.? I don't remember their article very well, actually.
Well, it talks about exactly the same phenomenon as the Indian one we've been talking about, so I'm sure you liked that paper, too.
Wasn't it college students? You're talking about the one where the black students performed much better when they were told their athletic ability was being measured than when they thought their intelligence was being measured, yeah?
That's another study, Justin.
Oh.
It's very similar, though. Steele and Aronson basically found that the black students' performance was noticeably poorer when they were told the experiment was measuring their ability than when told it was not measuring ability.
And the white students performed equally well in both conditions, if I remember correctly?
Precisely. And unlike Hoff and Pandy, they've given it a catchy name.
Stereotype threat.
There you go. I think that'll look good as the title for our presentation.
Point taken. I'd go with your suggestion.
That is the end of part three. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to part four.